Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all our ships at sea. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Classic Care Cleaners. South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. Props is always going out to Heine Minush and his all-star band, and as always in studio, now over there in the corner in his own little world, in his own little cage, Mookie the Rabid Badger. Just make sure you don't get your fingers too close. It is the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude. And we welcome you on this Monday night, brought to you by Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do, and by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins, distributing all your Anheuser-Busch products. Well, tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, second half of the program, it's going to be open phones. Yeah, we're going to take your phone calls. Anything you want to talk about tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we will talk about it. We'll do our best. We'll see if we can figure out what's going on in the world together. That's coming up on the Brenham Sports Line, second half of the program. First half of the program, we're going to be talking to here in just a couple of minutes. Our old buddy, Coach Van Hook, going to get kind of an update here partway into the big league baseball season as to what's going on in the bigs. And with the college baseball season winding down, some of the things he's seen is he has scouted some of Texas's best and brightest, going around the area looking for all that talent. And of course, his Cleveland Indians are right down the road at Minute Maid Park, ready for the Houston Astros tonight. That's all coming up. We'll talk with Coach Van Hook about that. Coming up here on the Brenham Sports Line in just a few moments. And I do want to remind everybody that coming up at 6:30, that is now 55 minutes away, we will be going to Brenham High School Auditorium as we will be broadcasting the scholarship awards program. The valedictorian, the salutatorian will be announced, and will also be announcing who's getting all the big scholarships and where all the big money's going to. And that's coming up here at 6:30. Lumpy's out there going to be broadcasting live from the Friendly Country Cruiser at the Brenham High School Academic Program. And want to remind everybody, 1 week from tonight, it is the Brenham High School Athletic Awards Program. And that's coming up in 1 week. And I'll be hosting that. Craig Montana will be there as well, hosting our broadcast of the program. And I'll be reading off the lists of all the winners for you. That is 1 week from tonight. And that's going to be at the Silver Wings Ballroom, heading back to Silver Wings after a number of years at the Brenham High School Auditorium, heading back to Silver Wings this year for the Athletic Awards program, and that is next Monday night. So that means next week, Sportsline will be on Tuesday night next week, and we'll have some of the big winners from the night before, and that's all coming up. Right now, though, let's go to the phones as standing by. Ah, yes, a man with limp, damaged hair, however, a fine dancer and an excellent singing voice, the one and only Coach Kyle Van Hook.
Wait a minute, Doc. You describe somebody else.
How you doing, my friend?
Hard work, clean living, Doc.
Now, we both know that's a lie.
Well, someday somebody's going to believe that. And it's true, though. I work hard and I live clean.
You might be kind of borderline on those. Kind of like the strike zone in the Red Sox-Yankees game Friday night.
No, I didn't see that. What happened?
Oh, my goodness.
Was it bad?
It was bad both ways. I mean, you know, both teams were not happy at all with the strike zone behind the plate. Late in the game, in fact, in the ninth inning, John Farrell and Big Poppy both got kicked out because Ortiz was called out on a pitch that, if you look at the pitch zone, was probably at least a foot outside and about 6 inches low.
Wow.
But the thing is, it was a culmination of the whole night. And the Boston television station went back, and overnight they did the pitch zone, and they said that the home plate umpire missed 32 pitches.
You know, why don't they just get rid of them and use the computer?
You know, I've been saying that for years. They got the pitch zone, and umpires don't call the strike zone. You know, and here's the thing that kind of gets under my skin is that you have a lot of people say, well, as long as it's consistent.
No, that's wrong.
No,
that's wrong.
The strike zone's in the rule book for a reason. It's like saying, okay, he might have been a step past the bag, but that's not my safe rule.
Well,
so I'm calling him out because that's my safe rule.
Yeah. Well, no, you hear that all the time. Well, that's not my zone. Well, it doesn't matter what your zone is, what's in the rule book. Here's another one. Most umpires say, well, if he'd have caught it, it'd have been a strike. It doesn't say in the rule book you have to catch it for it to be a strike.
Yeah.
Does it? No, it doesn't say that.
And, you know, and it's crazy when the announcers point out and compliment an umpire when the catcher set up outside, the pitcher misses, but it crosses the plate, and the umpire still calls it a strike. Oh, that was a great call by the umpire because it actually was over the plate, and most umpires won't call that pitch. Well, they should call that pitch because it was a strike.
I'm with you, Doc. You're preaching to the choir here. You know my feelings for umpires, referees.
Well, I know you love them. You defend them. You're their champion, but you know.
Yeah. But you know what? I was just, this point came up, and Olivia was playing in the D2 softball regional tournament this past weekend. There was a girl, there was a step past the bag, and they called her out. And then there was another play, and pretty much in college, unless you're obviously blatantly safe, you're out. Which means you've got to be two steps past the bag. You have to be, you know, on the bag a full second or two before the ball gets you on a stolen base. Or you're automatically out. And we had a girl that stole, and they tagged her on the shoulder. The foot was on the bag. And that's bothered me for years. And I told this guy, I said, you know, the good thing is, in Major League Baseball now, they can't give them that out because they'll go back and review it. If the foot's on the bag and the tag's on the shoulder, he's safe. And they can appeal it. You know, they can whatever you want. And same thing with the play at first. So that's been I wish they had that in college, because college umpires are the worst. You know, you actually, and this was one of my points, you know, we tell our kids to bust it down the line and beat a ball out. Why bust it hard when you're going to be out unless you're like three steps past the bag? Well, the daggum umpires. Okay, I'm done. Let's go to something else. Next topic.
Yeah, that, you know, just once again, I want to reiterate my point. There is a strike zone in the rule book.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I'm sorry. It doesn't say each umpire gets to decide his own strike zone.
I will say this. I think the strike zones have gotten better because now they have that pitch tracker and they're under more scrutiny. Now, like, that guy should be suspended for missing 32 pitches.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. It was truly horrible.
Yeah.
It was really awful. And the thing was that they
the chart, and people will say, well, it was the Red Sox announcers, it was Big Poppy that got kicked out of the game, so they were being biased. No. The thing is, they charted that more pitches were missed on the Yankee side. You know, so, well, it is what it is. Anyway, all right, one other thing before we get to the game going on in Houston tonight, before we get to that, boy, how about the day Bryce Harper had? Is that considered a good day or yesterday? I mean, do you consider getting intentionally walked six times a good day?
I didn't know that happened. I haven't looked at the...
He tied a big league record. He reached base seven times and did not swing at one pitch all day.
Who was that, Harper?
Bryce Harper. They were playing the Cubs, 13 innings. 13 innings. He got hit by a pitch and got intentionally walked six times.
Holy mackerel. I did not know that.
And the Cubs won the game 4-3 in 13 innings. And Bryce Harper never left his shoulders, and he was 7-for-7 in on base percentage.
Wow, that's amazing. Last time I saw something like that was at the Minute Maid when they used to walk Bond. Dirk used to put him on every time, just put him on.
Yeah, and twice Joe Maddon walked Bryce Harper with runners at first and second. Yes, sir.
Wow,
that's respect right there.
Yeah, it is. And they won the game, so you got to give them a little credit.
Yeah, apparently he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Wow.
So, but that's a new one on me. I've never seen anything like that.
Six intentional walks. That is bizarre. But that's Joe Maddon. He'll do stuff like that.
Indeed, that's like,
a different breed.
Well, that's like the time. Was it Buck Showalter that walked Barry Bonds with the bases loaded one time?
I think so.
I think it was Buck Showalter when he was with Arizona?
I think so.
Intentionally walked Barry Bonds with the bases loaded. And sure enough, the next batter hit into a 6-4-3 double play.
You want to give up one run or four?
That's it. That's exactly what he said. He said, I'd rather give up one run than four. And that was the year Bonds hit 73 home runs?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Or Bonds and his helpmates.
And his big swelled head.
That's right.
All right now. The boss and the group are just down the road tonight, huh?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
All right. So
on my way.
Yeah. So you gonna see Tito at any time?
No. I'm too long to totem pole, Doc. I'm just a grunt. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Actually, I was going to be on the field tomorrow for BP because the kid that I signed, our number one pick in 2012, Tyler Naquin from A&M, was the starting center fielder, and they sent him down Friday.
Oh.
And I called and said, can I get on the field so I can watch you throw BP? And they said, yeah, but now they banished me from the field because they sent him down.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but...
Hey, maybe you can get Bobby Valentine's old disguise with the mustache and the sunglasses and sneak on the field.
Yeah. I might try that. I don't need this thing for the big nose. My snout's already big enough. So I just need the mustache and the glasses.
So how is everything in tribe land?
Well, we can't get, I mean, we've actually kind of done okay, but we were sputtering around. We're still right around 500, but we beat Detroit. I think we swept them twice. We beat Kansas City 2 out of 3. So, you know, hopefully we can come in here and at least take 2 out of 3 from those hated Houston Astros.
Yeah, I tell you what, the Astros,
Kind of a puzzlement, but, you know, you could kind of see the possibility that, that was going to happen, that they'd get off to a slow start, considering that they don't have a high, you know, they're not a big average team, and they strike out quite a bit. And so there was the potential there for them, unless their pitching was really on fire, to get off to a slow start.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we talked about it throughout this past year that, you know, it was a lot of people in professional baseball were scratching their heads at the year they had last year. I mean, they're a good team. Don't get me wrong, but I didn't realize this stat, or this came up last week. People were kind of getting off the bandwagon, and they're saying, you know, do you realize since the middle of the season last year, they're a sub-500 team? That the hot start last year, and they kind of played 500 and blah, blah, blah. I mean,
right.
But they're good. And Pete, we talked, was it the perfect storm last year? Well, it's too early to say, well, we were right. It was a perfect storm last year. As a matter of fact, last night on Channel 11, they said, you know, the year they went to the World Series, they started out 15-30. Well, they're headed for a 15-30 start. I think they're 8-20 right now, aren't they? Something like that?
Right.
So it's way too early. I still think they got time to turn this thing around. I mean, I remember specifically that year they went to the World Series, the Houston Chronicle had a tombstone in the paper.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Astros, rest in peace, and they go to the World Series. So it's a crazy league. It's a crazy season. We're not even a fourth of the way through yet. And we're not even that problem. We're not even close to that. We're 28 games in and 160-game season, so... we'll see.
Yeah, that's the great thing. The great thing about baseball. That's why I love baseball. Is that, you know, we're a month in, for crying out loud.
Yeah. That season should prove to everyone for the rest of the time that the Astros start out 15-30 in 2007 or whatever it was, and they go to the World Series. You know. And you can turn right around and get teams to start out, you know, 30-17 and not make it. That's happened. So it's a long season. It's all going to come down to injuries. The Astros are struggling right now. There's no doubt about it, but there's plenty of time to turn around. I'm not going to write them off yet. It's pretty much the same cast and crew that was there last year. You know, minus Chris Carter and maybe a few other small pieces. And they've added some pieces, but, you know, Giles hadn't worked out, and who knows if he'll figure it out, but it's a long season. But, you know, of course, you know, it doesn't break my heart. You know my feelings for these guys, but trying to be fair and objective there, there's still a long way to go before you should write them off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I seem to recall, somewhere way back in the cobwebs of my mind, a team in 1978 that was 14 games out of first place in August.
Yeah.
And went to the World Series. Yeah, go ahead.
I can't think of who it was.
Well, I God bless them. My neighbors and my friends, the Metzgers, they went to the Kentucky Derby. This week.
Is it really?
Yes, no kidding. Kentucky Derby.
So, do they have a mint julep?
I would imagine more than just one.
We're not letting the kid out of the bag here, though.
Oh, no.
No.
And so they took the tour of the Louisville Slugger Factory.
Yeah.
Which, if you're a baseball fan, that's a must. That's a must.
I've been there.
Well, guess what I got? Guess what I got on my phone? They texted me a picture of Bucky Dent's bat.
Really?
Yep.
Just what you wanted, huh?
You know, and I still maintain to this day. In fact, you know, 40 years from now, I could be 40 years from now, if I'm still around at the age of 95, if I ever meet Bucky Dent, I will punch him flush in the mouth.
When you're 95?
I'm telling you, it ain't going to have much. There won't be much impact.
No, I didn't.
Right now, but at least I'm going to make the effort.
If I ever just turned around and standing there, it was Bucky Dent. I don't care where it is. I don't care what it is. I'm going to punch him in the mouth. Just because he's Bucky bleeping Dent.
Don't be a hater, Doc.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway,
I'm slowly beginning to appreciate Aaron Boone because he actually is a pretty good announcer. So I'm starting to get to where I might not take a tire iron to Aaron Boone.
Doc, we've got to let these things go. These are not good for our one's health. Okay.
I need to start doing like Jackie Gleason and what was it, Smoking the Bandit? We just om om.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, channel mantra.
Yeah.
But anyway, changing gears here just a little bit. College baseball season is starting to get to that postseason moment. You've been traveling around. You've seen quite a few college games. How does it look for some of the area teams? How are some of the area teams looking as we wind it down towards time to start getting ready for the tournaments?
Obviously everybody knows A&M's number two in the country, and they just took 2 out of 3 from Vanderbilt, and they've played at a high level all year. And
got a no-hitter Saturday.
And so, they're obviously going to probably host a regional, a super regional, unless they just completely collapse in the tournament, which I don't see that happening. University of Texas they struggled early. They kind of got hot there in the middle. They took 2 out of 3 from TCU, who's ranked on the top 15. They took 2 out of 3 from Texas Tech at Tech. In the last two conference series, they've kind of hit a hard stretch here. They got swept by Oklahoma State at home, and they got swept by West Virginia this past weekend in West Virginia. They're going to make their conference tournament, but at one time they were thinking that they might be able to get an at-large bid if they could keep beating conference teams, and without having to win the conference tournament. But that's probably out the window now. Their only hope to get to the postseason. If you consider conference tournaments postseason, but if they get to a regional, they're going to have to win the conference tournament.
Right.
In my area, the only other schools I got are Rice and U of H and ULL. And ULL is, they had that great year 2 years ago where they were ranked number one in the country and got upset in the Super Regional by Ole Miss. And this year they were ranked in the preseason, they were ranked like in the top 5, and they didn't play very well, and they climbed back up in the top 20. U of H is really struggling this year to this point. Now they can catch fire. They got a winning record, but they're in conference. They got a losing record, and the rumor is, unless they win the conference tournament, they may not get to a regional. And then the Rice Owls have started slow. They've come on a little bit, and they are at the top of their conference with Southern Miss. There's two, as a matter of fact, there's a big series this weekend. There's three teams in their conference that are ranked: Southern Miss, Florida Atlantic, and Rice. And Rice went to Southern Miss, lost 2 out of 3. And they got Florida Atlantic this weekend, so it's a really big series. Depending on how they do, they might be going to a regional. U of H could, Rice could, A&M is definite. Texas has to win a conference tournament. So that's pretty much the teams that I see in my area. As far as other teams, Tech and TCU are ranked fairly high, and they're having good years. So they might go to a regional or even host a regional.
Any word on those Eastern New Mexico Greyhounds?
Wolf, wolf, wolf. Yeah, I think they dropped baseball, didn't they?
They could have. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Right, but we're gonna let you go here in a little bit because you're getting ready to go into the Minute Maid there. And
yeah, the friendly confines of Minute Maid Park.
Yeah, and of course, rooting for the enemy.
Oh no, that's not my enemy. It's my team.
Well, no, it's your team. Yeah.
Yeah. Not only my team, they signed my paycheck.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. There you go.
Keep them coming, the 1st and 15th, Coach.
That's it. And, you know, I still don't have the Chief Wahoo cap I've been waiting on, you know.
I thought they delivered it the other day.
Apparently I probably wasn't at home. They missed me, so.
I got a confirmation email that had been delivered. Maybe somebody jumped your front porch and took off with it. You know how popular those hats are down here.
Yeah, it's probably the preacher that lives next door.
Well, we know where he's going if he took it.
If he's wearing a Chief Wahoo cap next time I see him out in the garden.
He didn't just get back from Cleveland, we know that.
Because, you know, those things are going to be extinct here in a couple of years.
Yeah, don't get me started on that one either.
I'm trying not to.
Just
remember what Jackie Gleason said.
I'll do that.
All right. Well, Coach, we'll let you get into the ballpark, and I appreciate you joining us. And, again, to reiterate, the strike zone's in the book for a reason.
There's no doubt about it. Good talking to you, Doc. Take care.
All right. Appreciate it, Coach.
Yeah.
Our good friend Coach Kyle Van Hook joining us here on the Brenham Sports Line, and always fun to talk a little baseball with Coach Hook. Coming up next, we've got news from ABC and local headlines here on KWHI Brenham.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Telling transgender citizens what bathrooms to use. Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
It was not so very long ago that states, including North Carolina, had other signs above restrooms, water fountains, and on public accommodations, keeping people out based on a distinction without a difference.
North Carolina's Lieutenant Governor says the law is to protect women and children from attacks. The law is condemned by many businesses. The feds say it violates the Civil Rights Act. Police say it's unenforceable. Some Hillary Clinton emails seem to be missing from her then IT chief of her private email server, says State Department spokeswoman Elizabeth Trudeau.
We are continuing to search for Mr. Pagliano's emails, which the department may have otherwise retained.
The IT guy has immunity from prosecution. He'll resign as chairmanship of the Republican National Convention if Donald Trump asks him to, says House Speaker Paul Ryan. Iran firing a rocket?
Iran's defense minister didn't deny a launch, but says the country's Revolutionary Guard did not fire a ballistic missile with the range reported by some media outlets. State Department Press Office Director Elizabeth Trudeau.
We remain concerned about Iran's ballistic missile test launches, which are provocative and destabilizing.
Trudeau did not confirm a missile launch. She says the department is working to gather additional information. Megan Hughes, ABC News, Washington.
Gasoline prices seem to be stabilizing in a lot of the U.S. over the past week. Some went up or down a few pennies a gallon, says the Energy Department. There are still some wild up and down swings from week to week in parts of the Midwest as far as regular gasoline is concerned. Very little change in Wall Street's major indexes today. This is ABC News.
Results not typical. Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in personal or business taxes and you can't afford to pay? Get tax representation. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the tax representation hotline at 800-556-7089. 800-556-7089. That's 800-556-7089.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-708-4718. That's 800-708-4718 for free information. 800-708-4718.
A major change in a racially troubled Missouri city with a new police chief.
32-year Miami police veteran Delrish Moss, who is African-American, will now have to rebuild trust between the predominantly white police force and majority black community in Ferguson. He warned officers,
if you do the job in a way that disrespects the badge that you hold, I will see to it that you're either removed from police service or further prosecuted, whatever the remedy is.
But he told the officers if they do the job the way it's supposed to be done, we'll work together just fine. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Moss also urging citizens to do their part and help. Urging Congress to provide more federal funding to combat the Zika virus, the bipartisan National Governors Association, White House spokesman Josh Earnest agrees.
There's more that they could do to speed up the development of critical diagnostic tools and speed up the development of a vaccine.
Uber and Lyft pull out of Austin, Texas over mandatory fingerprinting of drivers. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Cody Wren with your KWHI local news update. A Brenham man faces charges after a traffic stop for reckless driving. 47-year-old Mario De Jesus Argueta is charged with driving while intoxicated with an open container. Sergeant Seth Clem attempted to administer a field sobriety test on Saturday afternoon, which he says Argueta refused to perform. Argueta was then arrested. The Brenham High School Scholarship Award ceremony is being held this evening at 6:30 in the BHS Auditorium. This year's valedictorian and salutatorian will be announced, as well as scholarship winners and honor graduates. Craig Montana will be broadcasting the scholarship and award ceremony live from the auditorium. A public hearing will be held during this evening's meeting of the Brenham Board of Adjustments for several special exceptions requests. One of those special exceptions requests being to change the required 25-foot front yard setback and a required 10-foot rear yard setback for renovations of an establishment at 315 South Park Street. The Brenham Board of Adjustments will meet at 5:15 this evening on the second floor of City Hall. And the Washington County Commissioners will consider extending the local disaster declaration during their meeting tomorrow, which was ordered by Washington County Judge John Breeden. The order is related to the excessive amounts of rainfall the county has received, resulting in widespread property damage beginning in April. The Washington County Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning in the court chambers at the Washington County Courthouse. Taking a look at your friendly country forecast, we are seeing scattered clouds and the possibility of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in these afternoon hours today. South-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour and a Monday high of 83 degrees. Later on and overnight, we can expect a few clouds, possibility of a stray shower or thunderstorm, 10 to 20 mile an hour winds, and a low of near 70 degrees. I'm Cody Wren with KWHI, where the news comes first.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Thousands of dollars will be handed out when the Brenham High School announces the winners of college scholarships and academic awards on Monday, May 9th. KWHI 1280 will broadcast this event live from the high school auditorium starting at 6:30. Tune in to find out who are named valedictorian and salutatorian and who are awarded college scholarships and academic awards. This broadcast is brought to you by Thrivin Financial, Korth & Linky Welding, Collier Construction, Standard Home Health and Hospice, and Spies Insurance Agency.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham. When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners.
1, 2, 3, 4!
And once again, welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude. We work out some of the gremlins in the system, but we're good to go. And want to thank Coach Kyle Van Hook for joining us first half of the program, talking a little bit about everything, our love of umpires. Yeah, they're just such a lovable group, aren't they? And also talking about the Cleveland Indians in town to take on the Astros over the next 3 nights. And we'll have games tomorrow. We'll have games tomorrow Wednesday here on KWHI, and hope you'll join us for that. Coming up next, coming up at just before 6:30, we will have the Brenham High School academic scholarship program. We'll let you know who gets all the money and who the valedictorian, the salutatorian of the class of 2016 will be. That's coming up. 1 week from tonight, it is the Athletic Awards Banquet, live from Silver Wings Ballroom. And we'll be there to bring you all of that here on KWHI and KWHI.com. Craig Montana will have the program for you. I'll be emceeing the event, and we're looking forward to that as always. And that's coming up next Monday night here on KWHI. Open phones, 836-9937, 836-9937. Want to hear from you. What do you want to talk about? I want to talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the Brenham Sports Line. 836-9937, again, 836-9937. We'll take your phone calls, Ed. Hello, you're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Well, good evening, Ed. How you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
I'm doing good. Hey, you had a show last week and didn't sound like you had, I can't remember who was on. Y'all were talking, I think maybe softball or something. And when I heard open line, I said, hey, here's a good chance, because I sent a text to DB last week, asked him a question, and was picking his brain on something, and he didn't have the answer. He said Sports Doc might know.
Uh-oh.
But I know they keep records on just about anything to do in sports. And I'm just curious where if this might be a record somewhere, but the Cubs have made the playoffs 33 straight years, if I'm correct.
Right.
Where does that stand in UIL history?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because, they keep records on everything.
Yeah.
But,
I will have to look that up, but I would imagine that is the record.
If you think about it, I mean, for a team, making a playoff, say 1, 2, 3, 4 years, hey, okay, you're doing something good, but, 33 years in a row, I came from where I read that. Maybe it was on the Cub Baseball Facebook page, and the streak continues, and that's when I saw that 33 years. I said, that's got to be a record.
Yeah, that's got to be. Well, I mean, I would imagine it is, but I will look that up. I will look that up for you.
And there was something else I was going to ask you when I talked to you, and of course, the Monday thing hits your brain and you forget everything.
I know exactly how you think, but that happens to me pretty much 7 days a week, not just Mondays.
Is it because you're overworked and underpaid, or the opposite?
I think it's the opposite.
Okay. I did see something. I piqued my curiosity this morning. I saw that, and I can't remember who wrote the article or whatever, but they were, I guess it was early projections or whatever, said that the Horns have a favorable schedule to win the Big 12.
Yeah, you know, it's possible. It's a lot more possible
right.
this year than it has been in recent history.
Right.
You know, there's the chance that they could have their best season in a couple of years.
Right.
Again, it's a favorable schedule. It's just the pieces have got to come together. They've got to get consistent play out of the quarterback.
Okay.
But I think I think there is a possibility that this could be a pretty good football team. I think Coach Strong we'll see if we'll see if they buy into it this year.
Right. Yeah. Because they had a lot of question marks last year. Being a quarterback.
You know, the players were buying into it, but the quarterback play just really hurt them last year.
Yeah.
And you know, and the defense was so up and down. It was such a roller coaster ride defensively, because they would play a great game and then turn around the next week and just be awful.
If I could remember, you know, there was three or four games where they lost by less than like 5 points.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember what was it when they played? Oh, I can't remember who it was they were playing, and the Texas kicker missed the extra point. They lost by one.
Right. Right.
Right at the end of the game.
Yeah,
I quit listening to it. I felt they got this one. And next morning I woke up and I can't say what I said that day. I was like, and I remember last year listening to them when they were playing Notre Dame, and they should have beat Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, whoa.
And I remember the other question I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
Who was there anybody from Brenham drafted into the draft this year?
No.
I was told there was. Oh. Somebody told me. Somebody from Brenham got a former Cub got football player got drafted by Chicago.
No, there may have been a free agent signing.
Okay.
I'll double check because there had been rumors and but as far as the draft, no.
Okay, and Jonathan Gray never got picked up by anybody, did he?
No,
I didn't think so.
No.
All right.
So.
Well, I think I stumped you enough tonight, but I'm curious about that.
Yeah,
that 33 game.
If I was a betting man, which you know I am, but don't tell anybody.
I won't say. Nobody ever heard it.
Nope. I believe it's a record. I think if anybody was anywhere close, we would have heard about it.
Yeah, yeah, really. Or, you know, just somebody would have made a comment about, oh, my God, they're getting close to our, you know, consecutive years of being in the playoffs, you know, in high school baseball.
So.
Okay, well, I might have to do some digging on that one.
All right, I'll check into that. I'll get the research staff. Oh, wait a minute, I don't have a research staff. I'll look it up myself on the Internet. All right, Ryan.
That's a good one. Thanks
for calling. All right, 836-9937, 836-9937 is our number on the Brenham Sports Line. Give us a call, and we'll answer your phone calls and answer your questions. Whatever you want to talk about, 836-9937. Want to talk about Cub baseball. The Cubs into the area round of the playoffs, getting ready for the Bryan Vikings. Later on this week, it's a best 2 out of 3, Thursday and Friday, home and home. They're going to play Thursday in Bryan at Viking Field up there at the high school. And that one's going to get underway at 7:30 at Bryan High. And 7 o'clock pregame with yours truly and Tommy Baseball here on KWHI and KWHI.com. Then game 2, and if necessary, game 3 will be Friday at Fireman's Park. Friday at 5 o'clock for game 2. And then if game 3 is necessary, a half hour after the conclusion of game 2. And we'll have that one, we'll have those games beginning with the pregame show at 4:30 on KWHI and KWHI.com. And Cubs coming off of that 1-0 win over Waltrip. And what a pitching performance by Dylan Lester that was. 8 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 10 strikeouts, 1 walk. And then Cameron Drain ended it in the bottom of the 8th inning, a game-winning RBI single to drive home the gamer. Let's go to the phones. And hello, you're on the Brenham Sports Line.
What's say, Dark? You
hey, les le bon temps relay.
Let them roll. Oh, pitching and defense.
You betcha.
Pitching and defense. That's... gotta love what the Cubs did that night. Holy potatoes.
Boy, that was fun to watch. I mean, well, it was fun to watch from the pitching and the defensive standpoint.
That's Tommy Ball.
But for the base runners, it was like,
yeah,
that was a little nerve wracking, but hey, they were still able to get the win, and that's the important thing.
Survive in advance. That's right. The Jimmy V motto lives on even in baseball.
You better believe it. Survive in advance. It's a win, and I got a feeling that. Most of this week, they're going to work on base running situations.
Okay. All right. I'm not a coach, and I don't even play one on TV, so I understand.
Yes,
but, man, my heart goes out to the Cubs. What a talented team. Mm. And just ran up against a buzzsaw those last two games. Gosh, dog!
I know. It was tough, and that pitcher for Willis, the thing that I think was formidable was how both pitchers performed in the last 4 innings of the second game.
Yes.
Out there in the sun, after they had pitched the night before and the game before.
Yeah, that's a lot of throwing. I don't know how the women do it because the guys just can't. I mean,
yeah. I know that the whole physics of it is that softball. You can do it in softball because underarm is a more natural motion for your arm, and so if you have the stamina, you can throw a couple of hundred pitches a day.
But it's
and
still.
Not be as affected as you are if you're playing baseball, because baseball is actually throwing a baseball overhand is a completely unnatural motion for your arm.
Trust me, I've tried it and I got unnatural results.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell you, a couple of years ago, I was asked to throw out the first pitch in a Blinn Buccaneer game, and I hadn't thrown a baseball in about 15 years. I went out there, and I got to tell you, that thing floated up there. I think it probably had about a 12-foot arc on it.
Oh, beautiful.
And it was like slow-pitch softball. That thing just floated up in the air, and it was a strike.
But if you make the mitt, that's all that counts on the first pitch.
But I'm telling you,
then you did your job.
If you've ever seen the video of the old Ephus pitch back from the 40s, that's what that was. That was an Ephus pitch.
Ah, haven't seen that, but I'll have to look it up. Sounds intriguing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In more modern times, Dave LaRoche threw it, called it La Loop.
La Loop.
La Loop. Threw
it's
it.
Not like a Tim Wakefield knuckleball.
No, not quite. Not
right.
quite. This thing, it's kind of like slow pitch softball. You only throw it once in a while, but it would completely bumfuzzle the batter. It would go up about 12 to 15 feet and then just drop down on home plate.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I think some teams might sign you up. Some 8th inning action. Just to get a couple outs.
Or at least a couple of laughs.
Got one for me, Doc. Got one for me.
All right.
Oh,
so,
man. Well, I heard you and the tribe man over there.
Coach Hook, yeah.
College ball a little bit.
Yeah.
He doesn't cover LSU then, huh?
No, that's a little bit out of his district, his
okay.
Coverage area.
Well, I think they've got a pretty decent nucleus this year. Lost a lot. And one of the biggest losses last year was the Houston Astros' first pick, and that was that Bregman kid.
Right.
They've already got him in AAA, but he was a shortstop. And, well, we know that position is locked down for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to break in the Astros' starting lineup at shortstop for a few years.
Well, so they're either going to trade him or move him to third. And he's got the gun for it, and he's got the bat to play. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Bregman.
Yeah, the word was when they made the pick was that he is probably penciled in as their third baseman of the future, and that would give them two really strong young ball players on that left side of the infield for hopefully quite a few years to come.
Yeah, he's got the arm for it. It's just new for him, and I think, but he's got the bat to handle it. Wow.
Yeah. Manny Machado handled it pretty well.
Yeah.
Going from shortstop to third base, so.
And that other guy, the pay ride guy, he did okay, too. Anyway. No, I agree. I'm more of a purist, and I love the college game. You know that. I don't follow that. Even pro football that much, other than just kind of watch some of the SEC and the LSU players that get on up into the ranks.
Right.
But I love college sports and college football, obviously. But it's a little early to start talking about college football, so I'll back off because you got
to
give me
it's
like
never
a,
too early a, to start a, talking okay, college football.
Says, all right, you can start talking about college football on this show.
We got, you know, I'm telling you what, it's never too early to start talking college football. I'll start talking college football in February.
Oh, well.
Are you kidding me? Come on now.
Yeah, as long as the gates are open.
You know, and I'm just looking forward to the season opener. You know, September 4th, Sunday night, September 4th, the Fighting Irish in Austin. It's going to be a blast.
That's gonna be a good one. It's going to set the table for a lot of things both those teams.
So we'll see.
It really is.
We'll see.
But I like our opener at Lambeau.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be a neat deal.
I think
it won't even be frozen country.
College
yet.
Has been played there.
Yeah.
I may be wrong, but
yeah. And it's not going to be frozen tundra just yet.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be hot.
Yes, it will be.
I lived in Minnesota for a couple of years, and I'm telling you, the 100-degree days are there, too, with the humidity. Just because it's north doesn't mean it's cold all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the nights get down to that's the difference.
Yeah.
Is living up north, the nights cool off. Down mm-hmm. here, the nights don't cool off.
Well, I tell you what, that was one of the, one of the schools I was looking at when I was deciding what college I was going to go to was in that area. It wasn't in Wisconsin. I would have been a Youper. Would have been in the Upper Peninsula.
Oh, the UP, eh?
The UP. I'd have been up there in the UP. I'd have been a Youper.
Yeah.
It was Marquette, Michigan. Marquette, Michigan, the home of Northern Michigan University, was actually one of the schools that the computer readout told me I should consider. And I looked at a map and I said, didn't consider that one real long.
What do computers know anyway?
That's right.
Now, the UP is a great place in the summertime. I've been there. But holy potatoes.
Yeah. I think the campus was like right on Lake Michigan, though. So I'm thinking,
Snow.
That's going to be cold in the winter.
Ask your tribal friend there about Lake Effect Snow.
All right. Well, I tell you what, my friend Bengal, we are up against it. We've got the
coming. All right. Go give Cecil and his guys his due, and I'm going to crack open another AV product.
All right.
And absolutely.
Sounds
good. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. All right. Always fun when we get to visit with the Bayou Bengal here on the Brenham Sports Line. Coming up, we're going to wrap it up and send it on out to Craig Montana at Brenham High School right after these messages.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born-on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
And that'll do it for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Brought to you by the good folks at Classic Care Cleaners, making sure you look great in everything they do. And Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. I want to thank Coach Kyle Van Hook for joining us, and thanks to our callers for another good night of the Brenham Sports Line. We'll be back again next week, but next week we're going to be here on Tuesday of next week, because on Monday night we're going to be at the Brenham High School Athletic Awards Banquet live on KWHI, and then Tuesday night we'll have some of the big winners here on the Brenham Sports Line. Up next, it is the Brenham High School Academic Scholarship Program, and we'll find out who the valedictorian and the salutatorian are for 2016. So for Heine Minush and his all-star band, for Mookie the Rabid Badger on the Sports Talk Ed Puzzle, we'll see you next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. I'm the Brenham Sports Line.